It's Sonia. Welcome to another episode of Men Explain. And today we're talking about proposals, not mine. And I want to welcome our special guest who recently got engaged. It's Nick and Hong Ling. Hello.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, Sonia. I'm Hong Ling.
What's going on, guys? Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
To congratulate you. How has it been so far, like as an engaged couple? Any difference?
Actually, for me, there's not much difference.
No difference.
Yeah.
Only during that period, the moment it happened, felt something weird. I can't explain it.
Yeah. 可以讲华语的, okay.
用华语也讲不了。
用华语讲不了, okay. So it's not the language,
special,
it's just a feeling.
Yeah, it's just a feeling.
I think it's a bit overwhelmed.
Right.
Like, yeah, maybe.
Social media, the news, and like everybody congratulate us.
Yeah.
So it's too much thing going on.
Yeah, but after a while, back to normal.
Yeah. Back to business. Yeah. Okay. So leading up to that moment, I mean, it was a very beautiful proposal. Did you already know that you were going to get proposed to?
No, actually.
Because not at all.
I think the timeline got
brought forward.
Yes, yeah, because we plan to have a wedding like maybe 2 years to 3 years.
We had a discussion about it.
So 2024.
When I'm 30 plus, because I'm still very young.
Busy.
Oh, is it? Off guard lah. It's like a bit, I think quite
early.
Forward. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was the reason for that, Nick? You want to lock it down, is it? Like, what's going on?
Because I wanted it to be a surprise for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I do it around that timing, maybe she will have the
suspicion or feeling.
Maybe.
Yeah. But you coincided it with her birthday.
Yeah.
So you thought that it was a birthday celebration.
Yes. And for every year, he's quite romantic on my birthday. So I didn't really
think much of it.
Yeah, suspect
anything.
You're
like, oh, this is just another very romantic birthday celebration.
Yes, and this time with my friends and family. So it's quite a big one.
Yeah. Okay, so in that moment, what was your reaction? Were you like, what the heck?
No, I just
went with it.
I just cried. Yeah. I was very, very touched. A lot of emotions. I was very happy, very touched. And I don't know what's going on, but I'm very happy that my family is here.
So. Yeah. And it was many years in the making, right? I mean, you guys have been going out for a long time.
Yeah, for around 7 years.
7 years.
7 years. So, Nick, when did you know that she was it?
She was the one?
Yeah.
I think somewhere along the fifth, of this or the six
so
year.
Long
fifth or 6 years.
So long.
I was gonna say fifth or six dates.
Yeah.
Really, man?
I was quite shocked.
It was quite confirmed, like after when, like the first few months or something.
No, like the very first day I saw you.
Oh, Nick, your date.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the moment
like,
I saw you, I know you are
the rest of the.
Well, I wish I knew who was the one the moment I see them.
I think for her, she's more like an emotional kind of person.
Okay.
Everything goes through her heart.
Okay.
So she goes for the like feeling kind of person.
Yes. Okay.
For me, it's more logical.
Practical, is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, on that note, you know, in this day and age, when we talk about proposals and stuff like that, right? I think it has changed a little bit along the years. And, you know, I think different generation as well. It's not just the traditional way of proposing anymore. Mm. You know, I think some girls even propose to their partners.
Nowadays.
What do you think about that? Like, would you have done something like that? Or maybe personality-wise, not so much?
I would like to, but I wouldn't dare.
It takes a lot of courage to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do it?
I tried. Yeah, I you did it with Jeremy. I'm not no. I mean like fake one with with a ring pop, you know, like a bear. Don't worry, this is not like an announcement or anything. Yeah, but he was like, huh, this one want to pasar malam. Okay, okay, can. We just joked about it. But yeah, I don't know. In reality, I wouldn't mind. I think I wouldn't mind. I just wonder how that makes the guy feel. I don't know. I'm conscious of that as well. Like, does that make you feel weird?
Kind of, because it's like a norm for men to propose. So when a girl takes the initiative, it kind of feels weird. It's more on like how people would think about us.
I think
it's more on that. Like, will people think like, I do not love her more?
Enough.
Like, is it like she's rushing off or is she trying to put some pressure on me?
Right.
So I'm more worried on like what other people
perception.
Think.
Yeah,
yeah, the perception.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. And how about you?
For me, actually, I worried most about the people's perception as well. But I'm not sure. Actually, did I propose to you first?
No.
Wait.
When?
What? When? How?
Because like we both see the seriousness and the love for each other way before the proposal. Yeah. So we actually talked about our future and how we actually plan about our marriage way before. So I'm not sure. I think I'm the first one to
initiate.
Yeah, to initiate this topic.
Okay. Oh.
So is it considered like I proposed to him?
No, I think it's
he proposed
like,
the idea of the proposal.
Yes.
No, I think it's more on like casual talks about our future. Mm, so yes, maybe we can, through these small talks, we can like align with our vision, like what we want in life. And she always like tell me like she don't want a proposal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what and I'm serious about it.
Yeah,
what did you want then in that case?
I think the proposal is not as important
as the eventual marriage.
Yes, the wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
for the wedding, I think you don't really...
I wanted simple.
Yeah,
wanted
she wanted simple. Something simple. Maybe like if a proposal would be a stressful event for us, she can skip it.
Okay.
Even for the banquet, just something intimate, just the both of us.
Yeah.
I think she's contented with it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what she has been telling me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still feel like the proposal is needed.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's the one that wanted to do it. Okay.
If not, like, 太随便, huh?
So okay.
I wanted to, like,
do
get her
properly.
Approval.
Okay,
get her approval, get her family's approval, and also show her my sincerity.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes for a beautiful video and beautiful memories as well, like as we all saw on social
media.
Yeah,
something
right?
that I can tell my children or like grandchildren, your akong like proposed to me.
She's thinking, well, I feel like I'm in a Channel 8 drama right now. Like those lines. So you were mentioning that all your family members were there as well. I'm just curious, Nick can be invisible right now. Did they immediately approve of Nick?
Oh, they did approve Nick like way before the proposal as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They love him and they mentioned it to me that Nick is a very good guy and I'm very lucky to have him.
Oh.
So if I didn't like catch him,
he would go off with someone else.
Yeah. Because like they feel that I'm this like little princess that have tempo.
Okay.
Bad tempo.
Yeah. And you do have any siblings? I never asked.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay. So it's not like an only child thing where they're very protective of you, but yeah, daughter and stuff.
When I decided to do a proposal, the first thing I did was to go to her parents
and ask for permissions.
So during then, she was overseas.
Right.
So I texted her father about it.
Wow.
So I said, uncle, can I come to your house? I got something to talk to you.
Yeah.
Then, like,
of course Of course he knows what's up.
He's in shock. He thought like something happened. Like, is it
to me.
Happened to Hong Ling overseas or something?
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Then he called me. Then I said, oh, nothing. Just want to discuss something with you.
Yeah, and he's then, like, what? Tell me now.
Sort of, he guessed it like later on. Okay. Yeah. So when I told him about it, actually her mom said something very touching.
What?
I said like, oh,
was it in Mandarin or
Chinese? Yeah, in Mandarin.
Okay, you can say it in Mandarin. I'll try to understand. Go for it.
I said like, 谢谢你们这么赞成我们在一起这样. Then she replied something like, 不要这样讲,迟早都是一家人这样.
So she already accepted you as part of the family.
Yeah,
so during that particular moment, I teared. I was like, I can't control.
So when you need to cry during acting, do you tap back into that emotion?
No, I can't cry during acting, but wow. That moment was quite touching.
Aww. He's tearing up right now, you guys. Reflection of the light, glassiness in his eyes or something? I don't know, but it seems to be bringing some tears as well. Yeah, so that in that moment, you knew that, okay, everything was falling into place, you know.
I think they have been waiting for quite some time for it also, right?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Have they ever tried to hint to you guys?
Yeah, when we talk about it, normally they'll, because we have a business ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So like when her dad and her mom was talking about it, they'll say like, oh, 不要管他们,让他们两夫妻去管这样子.
Yeah.
So they already
classify us as like 两夫妻.
Oh, okay. So it's already like settled in a sense. Yeah. They know that you'll get there eventually, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about the ring. And I want to chat about this because in 2022 alone, so many of our, I would say, people around our generation age group, you know, got engaged or started to get very serious with their partners and started talking about marriage and stuff like that. And we all know that, you know, the concept of the engagement ring itself has also changed over time. I mean, I'm not sure whether you agree, but for a lot of my friends at least, it doesn't really matter whether it's a diamond or not. It can be other things. It could be a gemstone. It could be, it doesn't have to be something so, you know, traditional. Some people even give each other watches or something, you know, like a luxury watch as a proposal. To you, I mean, okay, maybe I'll start with Nick first. When you decided to get her the ring, what was going through your mind when you decided on this particular one?
For me, it's still like more something like a custom. So like people, I mean, men do propose with a diamond ring. So I still go along with it. Like, I wouldn't try something like very daring, like some other gemstones or something. So I think if they wanted to try something different, I think maybe it's more on the lady's side.
Oh, the preference.
Preference. What if I got her a sapphire or something, but
she has no idea what it means. Okay. Yeah. Unless it means something to you. Okay. I see. What about for you, Hong Ling? Like, did it ever matter to you?
I really love the ring. It's very simple. Because I love something simple and classic. Yeah. So it's very simple.
Yeah. She's a great hand model at this point. She's like So you liked it the moment you received it.
Actually, when I saw the video like the second time, I noticed I didn't even take a look at the ring.
Oh.
And I just like, okay,
put it on my finger. Okay.
So
it could have been anything.
Yes.
It could have been Nick. It could be anything. But I mean, of course, that's the traditional way of you know, thinking as well, right? With the diamond and all that. And for Hong Ling, I mean, you seem like you're easily contented because I mean, obviously you love her. Is that not true? You're not expecting like a 5-carat diamond ring or something. So what if he proposed with something else? Would you still be okay with it? Would you have been alright with it?
Yeah, I think I'll be okay because I didn't want a proposal. So you already have a proposal, it's like a bonus, and I really appreciate his effort. And that moment I really felt loved and cherished by him.
It was so sweet, you guys. I need to take notes. But okay, so now that you mentioned, okay, the proposal and everything, that was very sweet and something that you remember, but the bulk of the work is going to come in next time during the marriage, right? How do you guys start talking about marriage?
Only one dress,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's an occupational hazard because you dress up a lot and you doll up a lot for work and stuff, right? Yeah. And then when it comes to your actual wedding, you're like, okay, I just want to chill.
I don't want to change hairstyles
It will take a lot of time if like we have like 2 to 3 outfits.
Yeah.
And at first, he wanted like 3 and I just want 1.
Nick wanted 3 outfits.
Think it's like a wedding. I wanted some memories.
I think Nick is the bride. I feel like the roles are reversed here. Nick is totally being the bridezilla right now.
Yeah, but in the end, she just wanted 1 because she wanted more time with friends and family.
That's nice.
She wanted to be there, like seated down, having her dinner.
Like coming in the smoke machine and like all that stuff, right?
That's right. Then it would be quite weird, right?
Yeah.
For me to be changing myself, then coming in myself. So
and she's like on her 5th glass of wine. Yeah. She's like, where is Nick? He's wearing his 3rd tux of the day.
So I think I'll be only wearing 1 as well. Like,
so yeah, like you decided just 1, right? Yeah.
I like that. I think we're seeing sort of like, or at least I'm seeing a different side of Hong Ling because I never knew that you were so easygoing about all this stuff, you know, because sometimes you would think, okay, brides definitely want things a certain way. Like at least that's the traditional way of thinking, right? Like, oh, the bride is always the one that is the bridezilla, always like wanting this and that. So that's really nice to see. And I wasn't aware of that as well. So that was very sweet. So then long-term, let's talk long-term. How did you guys talk about the important things about marriage? Did you agree on everything? Like kids, finances, house, all this kind of stuff?
I think we take quite a while to actually talk it through.
Yeah.
The first few times, I think there's some arguments. But later on, because I have heard an advice on marriage is that if as a boyfriend and girlfriend, you guys can't talk about something, when you get married, it will only get harder. We try to like communicate and also understand. Just communication itself, I don't think it works. So we have to understand like where each other is coming from.
So what were some things that you immediately agreed on or disagreed on? For example, housing and kids.
Kids is still a debate to us now.
Still an ongoing conversation.
Because we wanted, we knew we wanted kids, but like we are still very young and we are very worried that
we'll get tied down to the kids. Like, we have to take
care
of them.
It'll become your life.
But at the back of our mind, we still want to have kids. We wanted a family.
Eventually.
But the question now is when. Or maybe when we drag too long, maybe we...
We can't have
kids. But you guys are quite close in age. So it should be okay, I hope, right?
Like, not really. 5 years?
Yeah. Five is years it close? Not too bad. Mm. Yeah, that's quite close.
So actually we are now like, okay, we go with the flow.
Yeah.
We doesn't want to plan.
Okay, if it happens, it happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So like sometimes we see something like, yes, we're gonna have kids. Then like the next moment, no, that's not the life that we want.
Yeah, so it's like still changing. What did you see or witness that made you think? I'm curious. What did you see or witness that made you think, no, I don't want kids? Was like there any example?
Like we go enjoy at a beach club, then we saw some parents like taking care of their kids.
We were enjoying drinking a sip of beer.
And then we're like,
we are not having kids.
Oh my
we're not having this
but
life.
But when we see like the kids look exactly like their parents, they were like, that's mini him. So we wanted to have kids like that.
So that aside, what about like finances, housing, this kind of conversations? Do you find it challenging? Because I know some couples who get into conversations like that and then they end up fighting or, you know, one doesn't want to reveal too much about the finances and stuff like that. What was the dynamic between the two of you?
I think for financial wise, we are quite okay.
Yeah.
You're open about talking about it.
Yeah. And I think it's because he would save up on his own, but he'll buy me stuff that I need.
Right.
So for my side, it'll be the same because actually I don't spend a lot, but if he needs something, I will spend on him.
Right.
Mm. So it's like a
mutual thing.
Yeah, it's a mutual thing.
That's and nice. We are quite open about it. She even knew my bank card's pin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
How early on did she know your pin?
3 to 4 years ago. Around there while we are in our third year or fourth year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What made you guys decide to do that? I think this is a crossover to a previous episode that we did a while back about financial intimacy. But anyway, we'll ask since we have a real life example. So what made you give her that kind of responsibility? Or
I just feel very secure in our relationship. Yeah. So I don't mind her knowing like how much savings I have or what I spend on. Mm. So I think it's the same for her as well.
We don't have like a particular timing that, okay, I need to let him know my PIN.
Right.
There's no, it's like, it's very
just
natural.
It's very organic.
So it's like maybe he's like pressing the PIN, then I just saw it.
Yeah. I can just tell you the PIN. And sometimes I would even pass her my card to withdraw some money.
Okay. Yeah, that's normal.
Trust we have.
For housing part, I think she had more opinions on it. For me, it's quite easy.
What were some of these thoughts and opinions?
Maybe the locations, like what type of houses she would want. Mm. For me, it's quite okay. I don't really have any preference on it. As long as the interior looks good and comfortable for me. On this side, I think we are
quite flexible. Flexible. Sort of compromise in that sense.
And for housing, I think I want a room for myself. That's one thing.
Is there a reason why? Is there something we need to know?
Work.
Yeah, okay. Just work.
Yeah, it's work.
Is it your schedules and stuff?
It's very different.
Mm. Okay.
And our work starts as early as like 7 a.m. Yeah. So we have to get up at 6. So if
we stay together in the room.
Yeah,
normally we would disturb each other's sleep.
Mm, oh, so it's very hard
in what way? I'm just asking.
It's like the alarm clock.
Okay. Wait, what? I didn't say anything. Y'all would disturb each other's sleep if you're in the same room. That sounded very, you know, like it implied something. Anyway, so you want your own room. Okay, let's get back to that. You want your own room, but of course you will still make the effort to spend the time together, like, right? Like it's not all, it's more of a practical work standpoint. Yeah. So when you actually get married, are there plans to like slow down on your career and stuff like that, or no?
I always wanted to slow down, like
you?
Even now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I thought I'm a career woman.
Okay.
But as I age and...
As she ages. She's totally young. Okay, as she ages, she says.
And
okay.
I feel that actually work is not as important as the life.
Life experiences. Yeah.
So I wanted to slow down. I wanted to like... what's that called? Be mindful of what surrounds me.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a good way of putting it. Mm. I think sometimes we get so caught up in everything that we do. We're always so busy. And then sometimes you see people's like social media, like they are packed every minute of the day. Oh. How do they do it? You know, that kind of thing. Mm. And then you think also like, are you really enjoying your free time or the fruits of your labor in that sense, right? Yeah.
Yes.
But... career-wise, Nick, how about you? Like, do you also feel
you
don't want to focus on your business or what? What are some things?
For me, acting is more like a passion to me.
Yeah.
And if I can achieve financial freedom, I think I would slow down as well. But I think it's more on balancing. So if I can achieve financial freedom, then maybe I'll cut down less on my work.
Yeah.
But I think in today's context, it will be quite hard too.
Yeah.
So I will still carry on even after... our marriage.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sure it seems like you guys are already at a very stable point. I don't think much is going to change after you actually sign the papers and get married, right? Were there any sort of like points of contention where you were like, you don't agree with each other? Were there any moments where you disagreed with each other? Noah?
Is there?
I think we solved the problems already. So I can't really remember.
So you solve it immediately. That's how you solve your problems.
No. Sometimes. Actually, we talk like quite a few times before we solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will sort it out. Like we won't like avoid.
It's like, what did we disagree on? Let me think.
I think it's something very small.
Something very small, who I doesn't want to like invite to our wedding.
Who we don't want to invite to your wedding. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like this. Okay, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. He said like, oh, we need to invite this person. And I was like, but I don't like this person. Something like that.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. That's the only thing that you disagreed on recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Recently.
Fantastic. Okay. So now that you are getting closer, I guess, to planning your wedding and stuff, looking back at, you know, the proposal moment and having that moment like with your friends and family, did your friends have anything to say or to comment on the proposal?
I think the whole event was like quite intimate lah. So they told me like they are quite touched like to see the whole process. Yeah.
Are most of your friends engaged or about to get married?
Most of my friends are.
Oh, okay.
Not me. I think I'm
the first,
like the
one.
First few. The first few.
Yeah. So, Nick, in that sense, did you feel pressured because a lot of your friends were getting married that you also felt like maybe I should step up into that phase of life?
Yeah. Initially, I did. But later on, I feel like everyone have their own pace of life. So, just go according to it. Don't have to be stressed over... like other people's life or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So later on was quite okay for me. I was quite comfortable.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not sure if you guys agree with me on this, but I had some friends whom, you know, when all their friends start getting engaged, they start to panic and they start to be like, oh my gosh, I feel the pressure. I should be getting married at this age. I should be having kids at this age. You've never felt that way, Hong Ling?
No, because I always felt that I'm still very young.
Yeah.
And I have my career and I know what I want.
Yeah.
So it's not a rush for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, some people just have like a calling in that sense, right? They just want to settle down and have kids in that way. But your friends are not planning or?
For my friends, maybe not, because he has like the same age as me.
Yeah.
Most Singaporean women, they are very independent.
Yeah.
So
now in this day and age,
So I don't think they are in a rush.
Yeah. Okay. So in all in good time, I would say. Any advice that you would like to share when it comes to planning a proposal? I think this question could be more specifically to Nick. How long did you take to plan the proposal?
The whole thing took like 3 months.
Yeah.
But way before, I already had this sort of vision, like how I want to do it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create something special to both of us because normally we love to, when we travel overseas, we love to hike, to see sunsets.
Yeah.
And we also love like water activities, diving and snorkeling and everything. Yeah. So I thought like I have to do it during sunset. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how I got the first thing down. Then I slowly planned about it.
And you were praying that there was a good sunset that day.
Yeah, actually it rained that day.
Oh no!
Yeah, before, luckily. Oh,
but actually, after it rains, I hear that the sunsets are really nice. Was it?
It is.
It was a nice day. Yeah.
So my advice is, no matter how much you plan, there is screw-ups for sure.
Yeah.
But I think with the screw-ups, it makes everything more memorable, actually, when we talk about it in the future.
Right. Okay, so 3 months of planning and keeping that secret from her.
When it comes to like people, right, I'm very worried like someone
will accidentally
say it out.
Right.
But luckily they all kept their mouth shut.
Yeah.
So luckily.
How many people knew about it in total aside from her parents?
30 over 30 plus.
Oh, all of them?
Yeah, all of them knew.
I mean, they all knew such ahead in advance?
Oh, my niece doesn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so my niece, it's like, she's 6 years old.
Okay.
So I think
she's known for being like a bit mild.
A bit mild.
She always like say all the surprises out.
Oh no.
Secrets.
So only she was kept in the dark.
Oh.
And me.
So she thought that you guys were going on like a birthday boat trip or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's so cute though. That she has she's going to look back at this video and be like, I wasn't a blabbermouth. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Okay, but for Hong Ling, I'm guessing that you're going to say no amount of preparation would have prepared you for that moment. Right?
Actually, I have not like prepared anything for this. I thought like we are just having fun.
Yeah.
But luckily I did my hair. Because I just like put on a dress like with simple hair and makeup.
Yeah.
I wanted that. But he told Boney to meet me there.
Yeah.
Okay.
At our hair salon. So actually I went. And it turned out okay. Luckily we took like nice pictures together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about your nails?
Oh, I did my nails as well.
You did your nails?
But
coincidentally.
Actually I always like did my nails.
Yeah.
For filming.
Yeah.
So
it's always neat and clean.
Yeah.
Okay. Always,
but not now lah.
Yeah. But in that moment, thank goodness. Yeah. So after experiencing all this, do you feel that the whole concept of a proposal has been overrated all these years? Is it still the same now? Like, you know, is it very important to have that romantic proposal or something very small and simple will do?
Actually, I don't think it's very important if two person are very in love.
Yeah.
And I know that for many Singaporeans, one of the proposal options are the BTO.
Yeah.
So
I don't
feel it not romantic.
Yeah.
And I feel it's very sweet and it's like the next phase of your life. So there's nothing we don't have to have a very big proposal.
Yeah, because I know you see some people in the news, they're like, oh, this guy flew up like 50 drones or like put something on like, I don't know, somewhere.
Oh,
like, have you seen those? Like, so those
are
really huge proposals, right? And I don't know whether sometimes it stresses some guys to like, maybe they feel like their partner expects them to do something similar as well. But I think that times are changing. Like people are getting less, you know, fixated on these things, right? Do you feel so?
Yeah, I feel so. Because my friends, they actually still do like very simple proposal.
Yeah.
But in the end, it just, it's a moment between the couple.
Yeah.
So what matters most to them, it's the most important, I feel.
Yeah. Would you have been okay if it was just the two of you? Like, he just did it privately with no friends and family?
Yeah. Actually, a few years back at Cebu Island,
yeah,
there was like two of us.
You thought it was going to happen?
That a lot of people was thought- romantic.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a very romantic dinner by the beach. Yeah. Just the two of us.
Right.
With like flowers.
Oh, like so you were like, oh, it's happening, it's happening. She's like, I did my nails. I did my nails already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to explain that because it's her birthday.
Okay, so okay. He wants to explain himself. Okay,
I knew
right,
it's going to be... I knew like she loved a beach, like a dinner. Candlelight dinner. So I asked the hotel to plan something for us.
Yes.
Then I didn't expect like they would do it so grand, you know.
Oh.
Like they had candlelights leading to the heart and everything. Then the whole heart was like red in color with roses.
Heart shape. That's a heart shape candles.
I was like, oh, is this like a bit too much? I just want a simple, you know, like by the beach dinner.
Yeah.
So in the end, I posted it online and people thought like, oh, is it the time? Is it like I'm going to propose or something? I was like, oh,
you
so
wanted a sampan and they give you a yacht. Basically, like, And so what was going through your mind when...
I was like, oh my God, this is like way too romantic.
Yeah, to be a normal dinner. Yeah,
yeah, is it a proposal? Yeah. But at the end of the dinner, there's nothing. So
you check all the cake, you check the champagne glass, you check everything.
You didn't miss out anything.
and nothing.
Yeah, so, just a birthday dinner. Yeah.
But you guys laughed about it after, I'm sure. Yeah, that was hilarious. Okay, thanks for sharing that with us. We have never known that hilarious moment. So for myself, I think for my friends and I, sometimes we chat about this. I've got a couple of close friends getting married this year and next year as well. So we've talked about, like, you know, if they were to get proposed to, the ones that haven't gotten engaged yet, like what it would be like. And some of my friends asked me as well. And I thought to myself, like, you know, if my partner were to propose to me in front of like a crowd in public, I would say no. I cannot deal with the public thing. I don't know. Like, okay, I wouldn't say no lah, but I guess that wouldn't be my ideal. I think it would be too much. Like, it would be too much. I personally feel that kind of moment is best done intimately, you know, alone, or like with a very, your inner circle sort of people. That's about it. Yeah, like nothing crazy or fancy. I think that those are my thoughts. Yeah. Can you imagine if it was like
in a crowd?
I don't know, New Year's Eve, then the drone is like, oh my God, like that would be so panic inducing, right? You'd be so pressured in that moment. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Men Explain. Nick and Hongling, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the follow button. We're on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Also, please follow us at itsclarity.co on Instagram and TikTok for more content like this. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.